The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stones, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. A little coffin fit before the show. We're going to start things off. Welcome everybody to Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 8. We're live on Periscope and Twitter, September 24th, 2018. Do the first hour of every show for free, live, for live, and for free. Live on Periscope and Twitter, at StonerJesus420. So, awesome of you to join us, share, hit the little heart things, whatever. If you want the audio of the show, of course, stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, many other platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Stonerjesus.net is the first place to get the audio, both hours, for free. If you want the second hour on video, you got to become a patron, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Join us. Oh, scoot up here. Damn. I think I'm very far away. I think I'm screaming at a faraway microphone. It's right here. In any case, all information on the show, social media networks, sponsor banners, all that shit, stonerjesus.net. Go check out past episodes, all of that. Of course, you want to email the show, stonerjesus420 at gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, if you're a hardcore fan of the show, join other hardcore fans of the show on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. A lot of stuff coming to the show. New segments coming to the show with legendary Stoner Jesus Show guest Lady Bella Kush. That'll be coming at you soon. We'll talk about the YouTube giveaway coming up. Talking about why we are doing the show again on Monday night. All that stuff. Let's cut that music. We gotta get to it. We have co-host auditions tonight. We have stories about Kanye West and St. Peter sending a voicemail about an infomercial idea. And we got flooding rescues. And we got just all kinds of shit. All kinds of shit. But first, we do have... Man, I'm looking at that camera now. It's a poor picture. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance for the poor video quality of the co-host tonight. I'm having a co-host audition. St. Peter sucks. He's not even here. He's been here for over a year. It's been like 18 months since I've seen the motherfucker. He's not a very good co-host. So, I'm auditioning co-host, and the first motherfucker to audition is Buckham, the celebrity dildo. That's right, the Buckham dildo. For here with the co-host audition, you see we've got him set up with the microphone there. He's kind of blurry. It's not the greatest. It's not the greatest camera angle. It's, and it's not the best camera. I mean, the camera on me is much better because I'm important. The co-host auditions, they're not important. But in any case, the Buckham dildo is auditioning tonight to co-host the show. Yeah, you thought, whoops. I was just about to brag about my awesome graphic work and I do that. Giving away this. The Buckham Dildo and myself, co-hosts for tonight. Co-host auditions. I saw my fuck up on the screen there. If you're not watching the video of this show, I got there is shit going on. There's graphics. I got a whole thing going on here. It's crazy. I got a whole fucking thing going on here. Me and the Buckham Dildo. We're chilling. It's co-host auditions. I have other co-hosts of mine. We're going to rotate them in and out. You know, I mean, I don't know what's going to go on. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if St. Pierre's ever going to be back. He keeps saying he's going to be back. He says in the voicemail we played tonight that he's going to be back soon. He's been saying that for a year. Not that I want him back. I mean, let's face it. The Buckham Dildo already has an advantage over St. Peter in that this room right now doesn't smell like rotting trash has been set on fire and then dumped inside of a rotting carcass and then sewn up inside there to smolder, and then the carcass was ripped back open, and then someone pissed on that, and then you brought someone over to smell it. That's what St. Peter smells like. Right now I can't smell anything from the Buckham Dodo. In case you can't tell by that camera, the pixelation or whatever, I don't know, the crispness, what's it called? The resolution, you can't see the fucking dildo that well. It's gold, is what I'm getting at. It's gold. It's a gold dildo. You don't know who that is? That's the Buckham Dildo. We used to have a sponsor on the show called Celebrity Dildos. And they made dildos look like people. The Buckham Dildo is based on David Beckham. They had one for The Rock. And, you know, so on and so forth. Down the line, you get they had a few celebrities. Celebrity Dildo. They were a sponsor for a long time. We did giveaways. We did all kinds of shit. I sent people dildos through the mail. Yeah, that's right. I sent people dildos through the mail. One of them was the Buckham Dildo, as seen there. Co-hosting the show during co-host auditions. Now, I know he doesn't talk. He's the silent type. I guess I could do a voice for him. I don't know. Hey, this is Buckham. I'm glad to be here. I don't know. Is that good? That's not good, is it? I don't have a good voice for it. Hey, this is Buckham. This is the Buckham Dildo in the Stoner Jesus Show. Hey, how's it going there, Buckham? Hey, it's fucking going great, man. Really? Is it going great, Buckham? Fuck yeah, man. It's going awesome. Hell yeah. No, that sucks. That's awful. I apologize to everyone. It was uncalled for. Just an uncalled for 60 seconds just happened. But the Buckham Dildo, he is co-hosting tonight. We'll check in with him every now and then. Like I said, I got that shit going on in the first hour. As I said, the second hour, $18 million worth of coke. Octopuses on ecstasy. Octopi? It's not octopuses, is it? Octopussies? Octopussies on ecstasy? Octopi. Octopi on ecstasy is one thing. Octopussies. That's what I'm going to go with. And How to Murder Your Husband. All that shit coming up. But first, the fucking YouTube giveaway. There's the page right there if you're watching the video. StonerJesus.net, the Next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway. NextBardo.com has been kind enough to give us 5 monkey pipes, as you see there, to give away on the show to YouTube subscribers at our YouTube channel. You go check out that page on StonerJesus.net. You get all the details, the links, all of that right there at StonerJesus.net. The Next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway page. Or simply subscribe to the StonerJesus420 on YouTube. You become eligible as long as you can prove you're 21 years of age or older. 5 subscribers will each win a monkey pipe from NextBardo.com. They're an awesome sponsor of the show. Check out their banner right there on StonerJesus.net. It's the headshot banner. Second one on the left. Go check it out, StonerJesus.net. The Next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway page. There you go. You'll become a subscriber. What we got going on here? Now, big news in pop culture. The biggest news, Kanye West apparently got on his Instagram and went off on some people for talking about Kim Kardashian. It's his wife. It's his woman. That's his, you know, it's his hoe. It's his ride or die bitch. Whatever you want to call her. That's who she is. Kim Kardashian. So anyway, this is a video from YouTube. Apparently some guy took like the 3 Instagram videos. Instagram can be a minute apiece. They put them all together. That's why there's some overlap in 2 places. It's the 3 videos being fit together. But here is Kanye West going off on some motherfuckers.
I just wanted to express some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. Now that I'm about the sunken place, I can think and I could just be yay and just express how I feel. There's a couple things that I want to address.
He wants to just be yay. Why can't you all just let him be yay? Be yay. Yay.
First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making no suggestions like nobody fuck my wife. Now, the next thing is,
by the way, you'll end up, there's a train that comes up in a minute. I don't know why he's walking under train tracks. I don't know what the point of that is, but he is.
With Drake. Yeah, I told you that if I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have had the thoughts to, hold on, this train going by.
hold on. I'm under train tracks. I'm under train tracks for some fucking reason.
Now, if I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have thought and had the wherewithal to say. Now, if I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have thought and had the wherewithal.
See, there's one of the splices together of the video.
Wherewithal to say, hey, Pusha, don't diss Drake on my beat. And I spoke about that and took accountability for that. Now, what I'm looking for my spirit to take accountability is the fact that it's people making rumors or thinking that you fuck my wife and you're not saying nothing and you carrying it like that, that don't sit well with my spirit. You know, if I had a girlfriend from Chicago, her name was Renita, and then you was married to Rihanna, I wouldn't make no song called Riri. So when you're like, oh, I don't know where it come from, you too smart for that, bro. You know where that come from. Don't make no record with nothing that could be confused. Now, I told you, I didn't tell Pusha no information about your baby mama, nothing like that. That didn't come from me. But when you played that record for me in the studio that said, yo, we got some Kylies, we got some Kendalls, I told you, Travis is your man. Don't make no record. Travis is your man. Don't make no record like that. That man just had a baby with her. That's going to be offensive. That's going to be offensive to her. I hit Trav about the Ecstasy record and made sure that we was all good, that we know.
So anyway, it goes on and on and on like this for quite a while. Another minute. Now, I don't know. I mean, I know who these people are, rappers or whatever. I also know Drake is and shit like that and Pusha. But, you know, I really don't know what the beef is between all these people. I just thought it's cool that Kanye West, one of the most famous people in the world, gets on his phone and walks under some train tracks for some inexplicable reason to get some shit off his chest, to get his spirit right. And he puts that on Instagram, and of course it went all over, you know, Twitter and all that shit. I don't know. He decides that the best way I'm going to do this is I'm going to go walk under a train track. Why he's walking in the first place, I have no idea. Why aren't you standing or sitting somewhere? What's going on? What the fuck are you walking to? And why are you walking under train tracks? There's nowhere else you could walk. There's nowhere else you could walk. This motherfucker has access to probably dozens of soundproof studios. You sit there and talk all fucking day. Set the phone up. Just sit there. Get on fucking Instagram Live and just go off. Go off. Get your spirit right, son. Get your motherfucking spirit right. But no, he's walking. He decides to do it in multiple Instagram posts. I don't know if he did the whole video and then they had like one of his people, or he did. Maybe he did. I don't know. Cut it up into three parts to put it on Instagram. Could have put the whole thing on YouTube. I'm sure Kanye's got a YouTube channel. I don't understand any of this. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
We family, right? So I did tell you not to do that. So period. It's like, don't speak on nobody from my family. Nothing that could be even mentioned with my wife, period. We don't have to talk again. I'm not giving no energy to that, but I'm telling you that. And also, as far as Tyson Beckford go, don't speak on my wife, bro. Like, none of y'all speak on my wife, period. What are you talking about? I'm married. We in love. We a family. Y'all be promoting all that, like, negativity. Y'all think that shit is cool for social media. It don't sit right with my soul. It don't sit right for my spirit. And as men, all three of y'all come talk to me. Y'all holler at me. We'll work it out. We come to a resolution. It's fine. But it just don't sit right with me. And I had to express that to y'all.
Right.
Because it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't like I get on the phone. So I had to express it to you like this. Nick Cannon, Drake, Tyson Beckford. All that wasn't sitting right with me.
All that wasn't sitting right with him. Okay. So he decided to make multiple Instagram videos. Because I guess he said, you know, it's not, he says, not I can call. I guess he hasn't had their numbers. I don't know. Seems like, well, no. I mean, I see why he put it on social media. Obviously, he wants to, you know, put it out there for everybody. That's the point. That's why I'm doing this. Is why I'm not just, you know, doing this for myself. I'm recording it and putting it on social media because I want people to see it. It's the same reason Kanye did that. But I don't know. I get the purpose. I get the theme. I don't get the setting. The walking under the train tracks thing. I don't know if that's supposed to be like menacing. Like, yo, bro, I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up. Don't talk about my wife like that, bitch. I'm under train tracks. You see, I'm under fucking train tracks. This fucking train can come down on my head. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if I get crushed by a motherfucking train. I got some things to get off my chest to put on Instagram, so I'm gonna do it on my phone. I have access to millions of dollars of recording equipment, state-of-the-art studios. I'm gonna walk under some motherfucking train tracks for Instagram. Fuck him, dildo. What the fuck you think about that shit, son? Man, you're fucking right. Hey, man, that's bullshit, man. Why is he walking under the fucking train tracks, man? Is that offensive? The voice? My stereotypical Mexican voice? Is that off-putting to you? What about you, Buckham Dildo? Anything to say about that, motherfucker? Huh? Huh? Apparently not. Yeah, somebody's a bitch. I think we all know that somebody is. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 8. We're live on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. We usually do it on Sunday nights, but Monday seems to be working better now with my schedule, so maybe on Monday nights from now on, I'll make an official announcement whenever. Coming up, we got a voicemail from St. Peter and his new infomercial idea. We'll get more with our co-host during our co-host auditions, the Buckham Dildo from Celebrity Dildos. All of that is coming up. It's all very, very important stuff you don't want to miss. Go to sternjesus.net for all information on the show. And of course, you want the full 2 hours on video. You just get the first hour live on Periscope and Twitter, but the full 2 hours of video, well, you got to become a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Go do that shit. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas. Everything Planet Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. Sorry about the background noise of fame.
Damn. That's my bad. I'm not gonna go in the whole fucking story. I'm not gonna go into everything. But the problem is, I forgot to load up St. Peter's voicemail, so I went to do that, and then I double-clicked it, and it started fucking playing. It's not time for the St. Peter voicemail yet. So I gotta take the goddamn voicemail, I gotta move it up to where it's supposed to be, which is after the fucking break. So I figured, you know what? Fuck it. Just bring everything to a goddamn screeching halt. We'll go back. We'll start back with Vuber fucking vaporizers, and we'll go from there. God damn it. Anyway, here we go.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Fuck, bro. Sometimes these things derail. That was one of those times. Anyway, now you're going to fucking hear it anyway, so you don't have to wait very long to hear what I prematurely played. I got a little premature with the ejaculation of this voicemail. Ejaculating on you, into your ears. So anyway, you know, St. Peter's not here. He's been gone a while. He's doing some kind of crazy shit. He's gone a fucking year and a half. I don't know. Just his craziness. It's fucking craziness. In any case, he leaves his voicemails from time to time. He also has infomercial ideas. So you combine those two things into what you're about to hear, which is the St. Peter voicemail, which caused all the problems. I was uploading it, and things just went to absolute shit. Anyway, without further ado, St. Peter's latest voicemail. Very important things going on.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. Sorry about the background noise, the fan. It's really, really fucking loud. Anyway, Jesus, I know it's been a couple weeks since I, called or whatever, and want to leave a voicemail. I also had an idea for, something that we could, make money on or whatever. Like an infomercial idea like we used to do. You know how I really like that Game of Thrones show, Jesus? Really like that Game of Thrones. The last chick that I was scamming out of her social security check, she had HBO. So I'm all caught up with all the seasons and stuff. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Jesus, I had an idea. I was really, really high watching Game of Thrones, and I thought, the thought came to me, I was hey, What about Game of Bongs? This bitch had like a really nice bong. Anyway, I just took it from there, man. Like Game of Bongs. It'd be like a game, like involving bongs. We can do it on the show. We can like sell a home, like a home version, like Game of Bongs. I really didn't like, I got distracted after that and I really didn't like flesh out the idea or whatnot, like fully. But I do know that I would like, we should have like bongs, like really big, elaborate, beautiful glass bongs that look like dragons, Jesus, like big fucking dragons. Like it's like the fucking bongs so big you're like, hey, can I smoke out of this? And like, you know, I don't know if you can or not. It's supposed to be like decorative, but if you want to try to smoke out of it, I guess you can. But it's big fucking massive glass bongs shaped like dragons. And then with like this is where you come in, Jesus. You like figure out how to get the funding for all this and like put together like what the game would actually be, like how they would like play the game to like win the bongs, or they would play the game with the bongs. I don't know, Jesus, I don't know. Like I said, it's your area, like the ideas of like, you know, putting the game together and figuring out all the logistics and whatnot. You know, I just came up with like, you know, the great name, like Game of Bongs, and then like the big dragon bongs, and you know, that's it. You know, like I said, Jesus, you'll figure out the rest. You're a smart guy. You're a smart cookie. Figure it out. Get some like dramatic, like epic music. Like it plays, and I'm like, Game of Bongs. It's time to play the Game of Bongs. Something like that, Jesus. There's another idea. See, I'm doing all the work over here, Jesus. You need to like pick it up and like add to this and put it together and whatever. Game of Bongs. See what I'm saying, Jesus? Game of Bongs.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. We'll figure it out when I get there. I'll be there soon. I'll be back in the studio soon.
Good.
It's going to be awesome. First thing we'll put together is Game of Bongs. We'll get that shit going. Jesus,
right.
home version, making money.
Right.
Yeah, Jesus.
Right.
Game of Bongs. Fuck you, Jesus.
So yeah, there you go. The new voicemail from St. Peter. Game of Bongs, as usual. No details on his idea, just a name and some fluttery shit and some, well, frankly, a lot of money that I'm going to have to come up with. I mean, is somebody going to donate big dragon-shaped glass bongs to the show? No. I might forget how to pay for that shit. And that guy figured out the game itself. You know how expensive and time-consuming that is? It's bullshit. Fuck that. Don't look for Game of Bongs anytime soon. It's fucking... it's almost too much to bear. It's one of the reasons I'm having co-host auditions in the first place. St. Peter keeps saying he's coming back. If he does, I don't even want him back. I'm glad he's been gone this long. So we're having our auditions. Next few weeks, next several weeks, whatever, we're going to have co-hosts in here. Today's co-host audition is from the Buckham Dildo, from Celebrity Dildos. You see him there. He's suction cupped to the table. Has his own microphone. He'll be here throughout the show tonight. I'll go to him from time to time to see, you know, what's going on. It's very important what we got going on here. It's very classy. It's very, I don't know. I don't know what the word is. But so like I said so far, he smells nice. He's not too talkative. He's not talking over my jokes or my brilliance. So, you know, maybe this will be a thing. I don't know. Now, like I said, we have several people in and or inanimate objects to co-host the show. Thank you, Buckham. You've been very good so far. Let's make sure we keep that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Don't have any problems comes to, you know, the show or whatever. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 8. Live on Twitter and Periscope for Hour 1. Stoner Jesus 420. Make sure you follow us on Periscope. You can get notifications and shit on there. All information on the show is stonerjesus.net. If you want the full 2-hour show on video, sometimes not 2 hours, but you know, you want the second half of the show on video, you got to become a patron. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. All kinds of shit coming up in this last segment of hour one. including flooding rescues from Hurricane Florence. I showed you a lot of clips last week from Hurricane Florence. We'll show you some more, some of the more positive side of humanity. Also, man gets trapped in his own car. That's right, you heard me correctly. A man gets trapped in his own car. Very bizarre circumstances, very bizarre story. Talk about all that coming up. Stoner Jesus Show live. Bitches, go share, retweet, all that shit. For all information on the show, make sure you go to stonerjesus.net.
The Stoner Jesus Show on cannabisradio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, nextbardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's nextbardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. I said palm trees.
Yo, it's your boy T. James, friend of James. You're listening to Dr. Bina on Cannabis Confidential. L.A., what up?
Nickname James, man. I'm already like.
People were so excited to see you supporting our industry, and it's so important to see people who are mainstream, who are out there, that people look up to.
That was my first one ever going to, so that was definitely a big deal for me. It's not just, oh, man, just come smoke a bunch of joints. It's a lot of science into it. It's way more interesting than a lot of people might think who look down, per se, on what we enjoy.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 8. Doing it live on September 24th, 2018. First half of the show is always live and free and streamed on video on Periscope and on Twitter as StonerJesus420. Usually we do it on Sunday nights. We'll be doing it as of late more on Monday nights. That may become our regular time. I don't know. We will see an official announcement about that probably sometime this week. I'll figure it out. StonerJesus.net, you can get all the audio, of course. Full show, every show, all the audio. CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Stitcher. And, of course, as I said, on StonerJesus.net. And if you want the second half of the show on video, the only way to get that is to become a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. There's some more shit. That's right, shit. Before we get about this bitch, change some graphics on the fly. Got a lot of stuff going on. Before we get into, you know, that stuff, of course, I have to introduce co-host auditions. We're holding co-host auditions. Is the Buckham Dildo from Celebrity Dildo. He has his own microphone there, as you can see. He has a poor video quality because, well, he's a dildo and I'm a real person. So, you know, I get the better video quality. But there he is in all his glory during the co-host auditions. As I said, St. Peter hasn't been back here in a while. We're going to rotate in some guest host co-hosts to see how that goes. It's big time. We got big time shit going on here. You have no idea. It's all very important. It's all just very groundbreaking. That's the word I'm looking for. I don't know if I've used that word yet, but I should. I'm co-hosted by a dildo that's supposed to look like a celebrity soccer player. That's groundbreaking. I don't know if that's not groundbreaking, I don't know what is. If that's not groundbreaking, I don't know what I'm doing here. It's all very important stuff. People will say one day how important it was. And I will thank them. And I'll tell them how important they are. Because, you know, it's a reciprocal thing. In any case, last week we showed you a bunch of clips from Hurricane Florence. A lot of the best stuff, like obviously the looters. The guy who was pretending that was very windy and it wasn't. The guy who was out in a very, very real hard wind. The guy who put together the whole, like, skit thing of hurricane reporting. All that was great. Go check out verse 7, chapter 2, verse 7, if you want to find that. Tonight, we're going to show you more of the positive side of people. This is a video of people who got trapped in the flood in North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever. The heaviest hit parts from Hurricane Florence and being rescued by Good Samaritans in the flooding. Let's check it out. And there's a whole lot of audio. This is a very video intensive thing. If you're not watching the video of the show, probably should. But in any case, there you see a truck. I think it's a U-Haul truck above, before them. The truck that the camera is in, I mean, it looks like most of the engine would be submerged. By the water. Looks like a U-Haul. Got some sound now. I'll turn that down. There's the U-Haul truck got washed off the road by the water. And there's people, a couple guys looks like using like a long stick, maybe. They're trying to get close to the U-Haul to, you know, help the people that would be trapped in the U-Haul. But again, you know, a lot of negative stuff goes on, but you see stuff like this, and you know that there's two sides to humanity. People risking their lives to rescue other people in floodwaters is, it is the good side.
Trying to get the boat out of here.
This guy's from it's like a stick or a rope from a truck. Down the hill in rushing water that's shoulder high for the guy who's closer to the U-Haul. I don't know, they're not getting very close. I hope this is a video where they actually save these people, otherwise I'm not sure what the point is. I didn't watch the whole video. I watched some of it, and I thought, oh, that's nice, I'll play that on the show. And we'll see, you know. Like I said, the good side of humanity. But they're very far from the U-Haul. They're very far from saving these people. I see somebody else in the water. I guess that's the person coming from the U-Haul. I don't know. I think. Oh, maybe they dropped the rope down to them and they're climbing the rope. They're climbing up the rope. The people from the U-Haul truck are climbing up the rope to the rescuers, thereby participating in their own rescue. Now, that's a nice story. It's a very, becomes more heartwarming than I feared that it was. I feared that it wasn't that heartwarming. There's only one person in the U-Haul, I don't see anybody else. I guess it's a rope or a hose or something they're being pulled up on. Again, in rushing floodwaters during Hurricane Florence. So that woman was rescued. Was anybody else rescued, or are we moving on from this? Anyway, you get the point. People rescued. Good things going on. Yes and yes. Now, this next story, I mean, I guess I could comment for a while on it, but it really doesn't matter because I don't think any commentary is really needed. We'll just check it out together. This is from Inside Edition.
Everything these days has usually got electronics, and usually that's a good thing. But when this man got locked inside his car, he says he couldn't get the door open, and that led to a 14-hour nightmare that he feared would end in death. Here's Les Trent.
This 75-year-old man endured a terrifying freak accident inside his car without ever leaving his garage. Peter Pyros' nightmare began when he climbed into his sporty 2006 Cadillac, which had been sitting idle for several months at his home in Cleveland. But the car wouldn't start. Suddenly, he found himself locked in with the windows up.
You open the car door by pressing this button. There is no traditional door handle on this Cadillac.
Eric Newman, the owner of Miracle Auto Sport in New Jersey, told me what went wrong.
And this is electronic, so...
Electronic on the inside and outside.
So if the battery dies...
Battery dies, if a wire comes loose, the door doesn't open.
I tried to punch the window, but that nothing happened out of that. Then...
So obviously at this point, many of you are asking, why would they make a car to where if the power dies, if the battery dies, and it's locked, you can't unlock it? Well, wait for it.
I got my legs up and I tried to kick the window out with both of my legs, and then that didn't happen.
Pyros was screaming at the top of his lungs to get his neighbor to come to his rescue, but nothing worked. He was drenched in sweat, and he says he was having trouble breathing and passed out twice.
When I came to, this is not a dream, Pete. You're in here, and you're not getting out. You are going to die.
Thinking the end was near, Pyros left a note.
The man passed out 14 hours in this car, thought he was going to die, gets to the point where he leaves a note for those who will find his dead body.
I scribbled on it, you know, to my nephew that I'm dying a terrible death. I can't get out of the car. I didn't want anybody to think I committed suicide.
14 hours.
14 hours. Didn't want anybody to think he committed suicide. You're wondering why. Why would they make a car like this? Why would they do this?
Past.
Wait for it.
And a miracle. His next door neighbor stopped by and saw Pyros trapped in the car.
Hallelujah, a miracle.
Only after he was rescued, Pyros says, did he learn that his car...
Did he learn? Wait for it. What did he learn?
Car comes with a manual door release lever by each seat. 14 hours of hell that could have been avoided with just a tug like this.
A tug.
Only certain make and model cars are made without manual door handles. Cadillac says it's important to check the owner's manual to know exactly how your car doors operate.
Right. Right. Man stuck in his car for 14 hours. Can't get out. Thinks he's going to die. Writes a note so people don't think he committed suicide, but that he died a horrific death inside his car. He's in there for 14 hours. And he doesn't think to look for a manual open for his door. Doesn't think to look in the owner's manual to say, hey, maybe there's a frequently asked questions like, hey, motherfucker, what if I get trapped in my car and think I'm going to die? What do I do in that case? And the owner's manual told him, hey, fucking dumb douchebag asshole. You can get out. They would make a car that's electric that traps you inside it. It'd be happening all the time. You know how many people with dead batteries would be trapped in their car? Like 5 stories a fucking day on the news, but they would stop doing stories about it. It'd be so common. Of course, there'd be recalls and all that shit. Manual release. A manual release. By both doors. There's 2 of them in that fucking car. 14 hours. I would have searched every inch of that car for some sort of way out. Thought he was going to die. Took the time to write a note. Didn't take the time to look well enough to find the manual door release. What do you think about that, Buckham Dodo? Right. Exactly. You know, Buckham Dodo, co-host auditions. We have a new co-host audition next week. Be somebody very important. Somebody, I was going to say somebody famous, but probably not. Maybe it won't be a somebody, maybe an inanimate object, like, say, a dildo. But not a dildo, because I did the dildo this week. Obviously, you can't fucking, can't audition dildos 2 weeks in a row. And all I really have is the Buckham dildos from Celebrity Dildo. So, it'll be the same dildo. Basically, I can do a different color. That's gold. I can do a different color dildo. But, I don't know. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 8. In the second hour, go check out the second hour. We have $18 million worth of coke. We have octopuses, octopussi, octopi, a bunch of them on ecstasy. What's that do to them? I don't know. We'll find out. How to Murder Your Husband, bunch of classic bits, and more. All that's coming up. We'll also have a continue here with the Buckham Dildo co-host. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks, everybody, for sharing the show. You know, I know a lot of you, tweet and the Facebook and all of the social medias and whatnot. And that's awesome of you because it spreads the word about the show. And that is great. Maybe a regular night will be Monday from now on. I don't know. Just subscribe to our Periscope. It's Stoner Jesus 420. You know when the streams are on. Get the notifications on your phone. It'd be awesome. Hell yeah, man. Second hour coming up. Go check it out on stonerjesus.net. Maybe chapter 2, verse 8, hour 2. This is supposed to be in hour 1. Went the full 2 hours on video. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. On to hour 2, hoes. Thanks for watching and listening and spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.